This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. After more than 17 months in detention, American college student Otto Warmbier was released from North Korea on Tuesday. It's quite unusual because this was a medical evacuation from the country. He was in a coma, said by North Korean officials, to be the result of botulism poisoning. Warmbier was serving a sentence of 15 years hard labor for allegedly removing a political propaganda poster from a hotel. Warmbier's release leaves at least three remaining American detainees in North Korea: Kim Hak-song, who has been held since May, Tony Kim, who was detained in April, and Kim Dong-chul, arrested in October of 2015. Phil Robertson is deputy director of the Asia Division at Human Rights Watch.
Usually what we find is they are kept separate from others. They are kept in a way that, keeps them healthy, but of course keeps them isolated as well. And they're used as bargaining chips. And that's what we expected in this case. It's a classic indication of, you know, finding an American, hitting him with a trumped-up charge, giving him an excessive, abusive prison sentence, this in case 15 years of forced labor. And then, you know, ideally they would set up and sort of start negotiating. That didn't happen here. And so the question was why and what is going on behind the scenes.
Nevertheless, 15 years at hard labor is hardly a picnic, even if you are an American bargaining chip.
Well, he should have never been in prison in the first case. You know, this was a college-style prank. At most, they should have perhaps fined him and held him for a day or two to sort of impress the seriousness of the matter and then sent him back. You know, the North Koreans just took advantage of a situation, took advantage of a young man's mistake and, again, you know, really made him pay for it. It's an indication that North Korea, you know, is willing to abuse human rights in pursuit of its political agenda in almost all instances.
And I think they've demonstrated that again and again. I think the question here is, what sorts of diseases can you get if you're sentenced to hard labor in North Korea if botulism is in fact involved here? And what does that say about the other people who are still detained?
Well, I'm no medical expert, but there's already a lot of experts saying that it's hard to imagine how he would have gotten botulism. What we've seen in cases of North Korean citizens is that when they are detained in these kind of situations, they're almost always tortured brutally. And so the question is whether, for some reason, something went awry here. Was he beaten in custody? Was he somehow abused? And we're just not going to know until we actually get a clear indication from his family and, of course, from the doctors in Cincinnati. I think that what we've seen, however, is that North Korea, has abducted foreigners. It has abused its citizens. At the end of the day, the human rights issue has to be at the center of the international community's dealings with North Korea because human rights abuses are a central part of the way that this government maintains power over its people through fear, intimidation, and abuse.
Finally, what can you tell us about this unusual university that is a private educational institution in North Korea?
Well, yeah, we're talking about the Pyongyang University of Sciences and Technology. It's very interesting because this is a Western-funded educational institution that is catering to the absolute elite of North Korean society. This was set up in 2010. It's supposed to be the way that North Korea catches up with the world. And it has a number of foreign lecturers, including people from America. And what we've seen in the last year is that two of these professors, one Kim Song-duk and the other one Kim Hak-song, have been detained in North Korea, again, based on allegations that they're involved in spying of some sort. So North Korea, I think, is perhaps having either second thoughts about, you know, having this foreign education targeting their elites because they brought that in, but now these people have been arrested, or, you know, perhaps they somehow are hyper-defensive that somebody's trying to get to their elite group and, try to turn them away from the regime of Kim Jong-un.
Phil Robertson is Deputy Director of the Asia Division at Human Rights Watch. Thanks so much, Phil.
Certainly.